The seventh commandment, you shall not steal. When the rich young man asked Jesus what he had to do to inherit eternal life, he was told to keep the commandments. And when he said that he had kept them since his earliest days, Jesus said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." When the young man heard these words, he went away sad, for he was rich and did not want to give up his wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." This scene raises several questions. Are we attached to the things we have? Are we selfish? Do we respect and take care of other people's things? Do we care for the poor and those who have fewer things than we do? Do we observe our duties as citizens? God's plans for earthly goods. Man is born in the heart of a family, with parents, brothers, and sisters to help him to grow up and get on with his life. Man is also surrounded by things such as food, drink, clothing, and other goods that facilitate the development of his natural abilities. Man has not given himself these goods, not even life. He has received them. He has received them from God, the creator of all things, who uses the family as an instrument of his generous and watchful providence. Moreover, it is God's will that all created goods should be for the benefit of all, should belong to all, and should be acquired principally through work. At the same time, as a safeguard of his freedom and as an incentive to work, his right and duty, man needs to own some goods, like a house, land, money, in order to protect his personal autonomy and that of his family. This is the right to private property, a natural right, that is to say, one willed by God. Consequently, those systems which rescind or restrict freedom, work, and private property are unnatural because they are opposed to the fundamental rights of the human person. To protect and harmonize the universal destiny of all created goods on the one hand and private property on the other is the function of the seventh commandment, along with the tenth. This is the idea that underlies John Paul II's expression, "All private property is taxed by a social mortgage," because though it is man's role to govern things, he is only a steward and must be open to others, always conscious of the demands of such Christian virtues as temperance, justice, and solidarity. Respect for persons and their goods. Taking into account the principles regulating the use of created goods, the seventh commandment prohibits the following actions as violations of the rights of our neighbor: theft, taking or using something against the will of the owner; usury, lending money or other goods with an excessive interest; fraud, cheating in the weight or measure or in the nature of an object. It is also forbidden to keep lost objects willfully, to pay unjust wages, to raise prices taking advantage of other people's ignorance or necessity, to bribe, to evade tax, to forge checks and invoices, to waste resources. Respect for the integrity of creation. God has not given man absolute and despotic dominion over nature. His relative dominion is conditioned by the due respect and care of other people's quality of life, including that of future generations. It is licit to use animals for food and clothing, but it is not consonant with human dignity to inflict needless suffering on animals, nor to spend too much money on animals, when it could be used to help the needy. to indemnify for harm inflicted. Stealing or inflicting serious harm on people's goods is a serious sin. If the damage is small, it is only a venial sin. A serious sin is forgiven in confession if the contrition is accompanied by, at least, the intention of returning the stolen goods or of indemnifying for the harm inflicted. Where this intention is absent, the sin is not forgiven. If the stolen goods no longer exist, something similar to the stolen goods has to be bought and given in their place. In case of doubt, one should ask one's confessor. Right attitude towards earthly goods. Regarding ourselves, we know that earthly goods are for our use and that we need them. But there are more important goods, for example, love of God and of neighbor, manifested with deeds. These are the goods we have to yearn for, the goods we have to get hold of and strive to retain. Regarding others, it is not just a matter of not stealing. Christians, to be faithful to the gospel, have to share their belongings with those in need. Among the many ways to do so are to help others, especially those closer to us, like parents, brothers, etc., to work or to study so as to participate in the work of creation, conscious that work, united with Christ, also has a redeeming power, to help the poor and those in need with alms and visiting them so as to cheer them up. It is also our duty to help to provide for the needs of the Church, as prescribed in the fifth precept of the Church, each one according to his capacity, for instance, being generous in the offerings when attending Sunday Mass. In short, we have to practice the works of mercy. Resolutions for Christian life. To be generous in lending our own things to our brothers, friends, colleagues, etc. Never to steal, regardless of how little it is, not even in our own home. And if we steal something, to be sure we return it as soon as possible. To give alms to the poor and the needy.